Okay, talking about the confidence you need to have in order to podcast, I'm going to ask the man opposite me how confident he feels before recording this morning's podcast. Roger Overall, on a scale of zero, which means that your confidence is completely shattered and gone and, you know, non-existent, or 10, which is where you have the absolutely most desirable level of confidence. I don't mean overconfident. I mean just the absolutely right amount of confidence you need. Where are you this morning in relation to recording Business Jazz Podcast? What's your level of confidence?
I'm fairly confident. I'm not sure I could put a number on it.
Let me press you. Yeah, go on. I like measures.
You like measures. In that case, I'll say 10.
10, right. Right. So you're actually, you're at the right level of confidence for going ahead this morning. Now, look here. When you were recording that other podcast you used to do with Peter and... my memory is so terrible.
Neil.
What was that podcast called?
Circle of Confusion.
Circle of Confusion, right. Circle of Confusion. When you were beginning to record the Circle of Confusion podcast with those people, what was your level of confidence like?
At one.
It was right down at one.
Yeah, it was. And the only reason it's at 10 today, and it will be 10 next week, and it will be 10 when I record my own podcast, is experience. See, there's a difference between will it be good and can I do it? And your question is more of a, am I in the right state, frame of mind to do it? And yes, I am, because with experience comes the knowledge that you can do it under any circumstance. I've done it on rubbish days, on days that I'm feeling rubbish, I've done it on days that I'm feeling good, and the result is always, there's been a podcast that's been, you know, listenable. So with experience comes the knowledge that, yes, you can do this.
And this experience that you talk about in order to get you from having low confidence to, you know, really great level of confidence, I mean, is it just pure volume of podcasts that you have done, or is it reflection on your experience combined with the experience, or is it something else that I don't yet understand?
Yeah, no, it's a combination, but also important mix into that is feedback that you get. So if you're getting feedback from people, it only has to be one person who says, I really enjoyed that podcast. That kind of excitement that you hear in the background. if you get one person saying, you know, if you get one person saying they listened to an episode of the podcast and they enjoyed it, and then you get enough people saying that about enough episodes, then you have a confidence. If you get enough people engaging with podcasts, that gives you confidence that what you're doing, the content, is good. Which again is slightly separate from the ability to record and do it, to actually feel that you're in a state of mind that you can record and do it. That's kind of more because I think there are two issues. There is the one, do you feel confident that you are able now to produce a podcast? And two, do you feel confident that the content of what you're going to say is going to be valuable, of value to people? And as far as I know, I've yet to produce a podcast that didn't at least have a nugget of something that people did find value in.
Okay, let me just jump into the very final question then. Where did you get the confidence to like your own voice enough to let it out into the public arena?
Oh, I still don't like. I don't like my voice. I never have, and chances are I never will. And this is the thing. It's a common experience among people to hear their own voice and go, "I hate that. I hate my own voice. I really don't like it." But you just have to get over it. It is the voice you have. So therefore, if you want to podcast, it's the tool you're going to have to use. You don't get another voice.
Okay.
We're not all blessed with the deep resonance of your voice, the authority,
So you think everybody else's voice except your own is a good voice?
No.
No, you don't? No,
no,
you don't?
No, I don't.
I see.
I think there are people who should not, you know. But again, But what can you do? If your voice is your voice, and if you're podcasting and you want to podcast, that's what you have. So just do it.
So I'm doing this little series of audio booths this week about confidence to podcast. And so I won't get a chance to see you after this, probably for the rest of the week, or who knows. So is there any little nugget of advice you'd give somebody who's not got a high, who's got a very low level of confidence for whatever reason about podcasting, particularly about their own voice? Anything you'd like to say, you can say to them.
Yeah, well, what Peter and I found when we first did my first podcast.
Peter Cox, the photographer. Give him his name now, yeah. Landscape photographer. He's very good, by the way.
We launched a podcast together, and what tripped us up, the first episode took 8 hours to record, and it wouldn't have been much longer than what we record here. And we'd record a segment, we'd listen back, we'd critique it, and of course, if you listen back to something there and then, you re-record it, and you re-record it again. And also, you will stop halfway through, and you go, oh no, that's wrong, that's going in the wrong direction, we must stop the recording, we'll start again. And you will never get anywhere. I mean, it took us 8 hours to produce a half-hour, 45-minute podcast. It was terrible. Now, towards the end, when we were recording with Neil McShane, another photographer as well, we would record straight through and pretty much publish what was recorded. This podcast, we have a producer who nips and tucks a bit. He does a lot more onto this podcast than we do.
You're talking about Business Jazz?
Business Jazz.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
He just takes out the ums and the ahs, yes?
Speaking out of context here.
Yeah.
But it is that age-old thing of, if you just do it, is a great slogan. And I think it applies very much to podcasting, because you just need to understand. Chris Brogan, who we'll be discussing later on for Business Jazz, together with AJ Leon. I just read a passage in his latest book with Julian Smith, The Impact Equation, where he says to actually get to the gems, you have to produce a lot of garbage, and you have to be comfortable with that. I think that's the best advice I can give. Don't expect it to be perfect first time off. Never expect it to be perfect. Strive for perfection, but don't let it trip you up. Don't let it stop you producing.
Actually, when you say for the first time off, remind me, I think I said in yesterday's introduction to this series on confidence to podcast, I think I said you need to fail 50 times or something like that. In other words, the notion that don't expect success the first time, I have to extend to saying don't expect success, don't expect to feel you've produced a success the first time, the second time, the third time, the fourth time, the fifth time, the sixth time. In fact, don't ever expect to have a success. Just keep on doing it.
Mm, I agree.
You know,
and you will get there. I mean, we got there fairly quickly, I have to say. We didn't need 50 podcasts to get to the point where we were.
What we're doing in Business Jazz, you mean?
Well, sorry, no,
the circle of confusion. Yeah.
But even with Business Jazz, we haven't needed 50. But I'm sure we'll be better when we get to 50. But there's nothing in what we're doing now that is causing me concern or worry. And you asked about confidence. Nothing to undermine my confidence. We've done this often enough, and we've always produced.
Okay, well, that's it. A little contribution on the question of podcasting confidence. Number two, thank you very much, Roger Overall, for being guest on this mini-series.
Thank you for asking me.